Blog Talk Radio.
Your place, love connection. Your place of prayer, love, acceptance, compassion, and empowerment. Here's your host, Dr. Susie.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Your Place Love Connection Bible Study. This is your place of prayer, love, acceptance, empowerment, and empowerment. We're so excited to have you with us, compassion and empowerment. We're so excited to have you with us tonight, as we are every Tuesday night from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, or 8:30-ish. And we just ask that you join us, and as we come together every Tuesday, we always start off with prayer, and then we'll have a song, and we'll have a scripture, and after that scripture, we'll have intercessory prayer, and we'll begin our Bible study. So if you'll go with me to the Lord. God, we come before you. We just ask that you put your hands around us as we continue to try to walk, Lord, in understanding that when the enemy strikes, that we want to be ready. We want to be prepared for any form of warfare he may throw. And so, Lord, tonight we've been working on, in the past, we've been working on taking up our armor. We looked at the shield of faith as our wall of defense. We talked about taking up armor as we looked at the helmet of salvation. We even talked about taking up armor as it relates to the sword of the Spirit and how we have to put on our ammo. We have to put on our armor. We have to be ready in all season, understanding that, Lord, when we put on the armor, we're putting on you. Our identity is in you. And so as we go forward tonight, we just ask that you help us move from understanding our identity to understanding that we have to stand strong in the midst of prayer. Oh, hallelujah. When the enemy strikes, God, we don't want to be intimidated. We don't want to do anything but to be still and stand. You know, I keep thinking about the scriptures every time we go through something and we're praying. I think about how the Bible says for Moses and them to be still and know that I'm God. When Moses stretched out the wand over the water and it withdrew, all we got to do is be still and stand, and you fight the battle. Hallelujah. And so tonight, Lord, we just ask that you come fight these battles. Lord, you fight the battle because I'm weary and I'm tired. You fight the battle, Lord, because somebody out there needs a word from you. Somebody's searching and seeking and wants to know who you are. And we are here tonight to be excited, to be impassioned, so that they can get a glimpse of our living epistles and ask the question, what must I do to be saved? So help us, oh God, with the right questions, right dialogue. Help us, oh God, to understand that even though we're tired, we're on assignment. Help us, oh God, that we might come listening to Dr. Swindoll. We might come listening to your word as we hear Ephesians 6, 10 through 18. So, Lord, we just come to you now, and we lay these things at your feet, trusting that you have us, and you'll never leave us, and you'll never forsake us. In Jesus' mighty name, hallelujah. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, Lord. So we have tonight, looks like Brother Eric, you back in from traveling all over the place?
Yes, I am back.
Yay! Yeah. So you have to update us on all the fun one of these days. But in the meantime,
there wasn't no fun.
And in between, okay. I just love you, brother. You had all the people in the car. Oh, it's like It's like when you go on a camping trip. You know what I mean? There's always something. But anyway, God is good. So, Miss Shirley, if you will, I'm going to play Fred Hammond, "The Weapon Formed Against Us Will Prosper." And if you will start off with the King James Version thereafter, and Miss Margaret,
okay,
if you will follow with the New Living, we will be ready to go. Amen.
Okay. Amen.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Say no weapon.
Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's scheme. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm, then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people.
Amen. Amen. Sister Joan, are you on the line tonight?
Yes, I am. Good evening, you all.
Wonderful.
Hi,
wonderful.
Can
We're
you
so
hear
glad
me?
To have you with us. Yes, we
Likewise.
Hear you.
Thank you.
Amen. So we have most of the crew back tonight. I think I see Jerry. Jerry, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hello, everybody.
All right. I thought I saw you there. Amen. Well, we are ready to do our prayer, our intercessory prayer. And Eric knows that he's back and he's got to get busy. So, go ahead, Eric.
Good evening, everyone. It's time now for us to go to the Lord with prayer, with supplications and gracious things that the Lord has done, praise. So if there's anyone that has anything that they want to give praise about or ask a request of intercessory, now is the time to do so.
Amen. This is Dr. Susie from Indy, and just want to share that I'd like to lift up Miss Edith. Miss Edith is is going to have surgery on September 21st. So I'd like everyone to continue to keep her in prayer. I don't know how many people have continued, but we ask everyone to pray for the Bible study at noon and before you went to bed. So I don't know how many of us have been able to do that, but we're grateful, and I really would like to continue that throughout to the end of the month, if we could continue to pray for the Bible study at noon and then before you go to bed. I really would like us to continue that. I wanted to lift up Dr. Nooks. We got Eric. I didn't know if he was coming, as we prayed for him last week as well. But I want to pray for Dr. Nooks. He came last week, and he said he wanted to say one or two things, but every time he started to say something, he said somebody else, so he was kind of shy. And he always did kind of didn't like jumping in there. But I told him, I said, you got to jump on in here and let us, you know, talk when you feel the calling. So he said he would probably be back maybe next week. Then I wanted to lift up Jerry and Lori, which they're here, and Mr. Thoet. He lost a very dear friend, and he's struggling. I ask as well that you pray for my cousin Jerry, who lost his daughter, 25-year-old COVID, and she was so pretty, my goodness, and asking that you continue to lift us up, my family. With that, I mean, I got a long list, so if you would add me, Jamie, and Sydney to that prayer list as well. And I have a few veterans at the VA who are getting ready to launch out on their own. They just got out of the treatment program, and you know how all that works. The enemy gets busy. They're so excited about the gains that they've made, and they're just, you know, hoping that, you know, that they can get this great new start. And I hope that too, but I also know that the moment we step out, the enemy is always busy to try to, you know, bind us and get us knocked back down again. But as I've been trying to teach them, we have to be resilient and get back up again. So that's for all of us. Thank you so much. And I'm sure you got a whole page now.
This is Shirley. I'd like to have my mother, Mary Brooks, lifted up. For the past 2 weeks, she's had problems with her hands, the gout in her hands and a combination of arthritis. But through the grace of God, it has improved, so she can start to use her hands and everything now. And to also my brother-in-law, Milton Pitts, who is in the middle of getting radiation and is able to get a COVID shot now. So I thank God for that. So hopefully
Amen.
We will be able to see him, you know, even if it's from a distance, because we haven't seen him in a year or so. And I just want to give praises to God for his grace and mercy just to wake me up and to still
Amen.
Have my family function. You know, to still move and to still cover me from harm and danger, and also my family the same way.
Yes. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. You know, Miss Shirley, thank you for saying that, because, you know, I just can't take it for granted. Come on, somebody. I just can't take it for granted. I drive back and forth every day. And it ain't nothing but the goodness and the mercy and the grace of God that I'm safe. safe Amen. In his arms. Hallelujah. Thank
Amen.
You, Lord.
Amen. Praise his
name.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I know you can identify with that, Brother Eric. You've been driving, so you know.
This is Margaret.
Is there anyone else?
Can you hear me?
Yes, Sister
yeah,
Margaret.
I praise the Lord. I praise his mighty name. I give him glory and honor, and I'm amazed by the Lord's goodness, by his power, by his strength.
Yes.
And I have been praying, and I confess that I've been discouraged and feeling pretty isolated. We've been kind of cooped up for 3.5 months watching the grandbabies, and they're doing well, and I praise God the whole family is doing well. Nobody's sick. I thank him and praise him. And yet I've been discouraged and feeling a little fearful by what's going on with the numbers rising. And I feel the urge to pray for those people that we don't even know who are either suffering or fearful. And I wanted to share this verse on Psalm 34, verses 4 through 7. I sought the Lord, and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. This poor man called, and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them. The word of the Lord for the people of
Thanks
the
be
Lord.
To God. Amen. Thanks be to God. Hallelujah.
Anyone
Thank
else?
Hi, this is Jerry from Maine, and I know my sister Laurie is on the line, but if we could say a prayer for my sister, she's too shy to bring it up herself, but she's struggling right now with thinking of moving back to Florida. She feels like she wants to get away from Tennessee and go to Florida and get away from some of the issues that she's had in Tennessee, and I told her she needs to pray to God that if that's the decision that he wants, you know, feels like that she needs to make. If we could pray for my sister, Laurie, that she makes a good decision and God helps her with deciding if she wants to go back to Florida or stay in Tennessee, I would appreciate it.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Praying that God will give her the discernment, spirit of discernment. Amen.
Anyone else? This is Eric. I've got a couple of my mom. Sister Shirley mentioned her mother and gout. My mom has been diagnosed that she's dealing with gout as well here over the last couple of weeks, as well as having a procedure yesterday. Having problems swallowing and keeping food down, and they've determined that she's got a number of ulcers in her esophagus and on her stomach. So asking God's grace and mercy on discernment of better eating habits and medication working as they say that it should and all of that, as well as she's still dealing with her back. Report my uncle who had cancer in his leg has finished his regiment of radiation for 5 weeks and is back to playing golf, which was his target all along.
Amen.
So he's doing well. He is absolutely doing fantastic. My other uncle Dwayne finished his last treatment of radiation prostate cancer on yesterday, and he's coming along, but he's completed that. So thanks be to God that all of that has gone well. I want to praise God for safe travel and mercies for about 11 days there of seeing a lot of road and delivering us safely to our destinations and back without any major issues or problems. got back and found out I've got a brother-in-law that has been tested positive for COVID, has been down for 14 days now, and his wife has been down for 7 days, and they're pretty bad off. They haven't been hospitalized at this point, but they are not able to do the things that normal people do. So they're at home and they're dealing with it. So I want to lift them up, Chris and Teresa, and to be mindful that God is God and God alone, and we need to as a people need to recognize that.
Is
there
anyone else
on the line as
well? Brother Mateo.
Yes, how you doing? Doing well, brother.
Yeah, I like to see if I just want everybody to know that I'm really gonna pray steadfast and hard for y'all families and for us as a group. Things are really getting bad. And as far as me, I really just ask for prayer for strength for my family right now. We lost a family member down in Massachusetts, and we recently lost one just a couple of months ago. So, you know, some people are kind of weak right now. So if you could just, you know, keep us in your prayers, we really appreciate that.
Amen. Amen.
All right. Is there anyone else before we go to the throne of mercy?
Oh, Brian. I do want to ask for this. The government has mandated that everyone not only get the COVID shot vaccine, but that they take all of the series of vaccines that are to come. And if you do not take the series of vaccines, you cannot work. So they're not going to take religious exemption. They're not going to take medical exemption. And so I asked for prayer because I had some medical problems with the last one, and I still have blood clots that show up on my body as a result of the vaccine. And so I'll be mandated to take the one that same problem. So just asking for prayer. And for those families who don't have any place to go that or have made up their minds that they're going to quit working and try to go and do something else. So not that they don't mind taking a shot, but some of them that have worked for the VA know that there are people who have died after taking the shot. They've had heart attacks, they've had pneumonia, all sorts of challenges. So I'm a proponent of the shot, but I'm telling you there's also some side effects that people don't do well with it. So, but, you know, prayer is in order.
Amen.
Let us go to the Lord. Gracious Lord God Almighty, we the humble servants come before you at this time in our Bible study, to give you praise, honor, and glory, and to bring before you petitions that are on our heart and on our mind, Father. Those that affect us individually and those that affect those that we love and those that affect those that we work with and those that affect those that some we don't even really know. But as always, Father, we most certainly have to give you praise, honor, and glory for the selfless act of giving your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who was born of the Virgin Mary, as a sacrifice to us, that we would not be separated from you forever. He was crucified under the order of Pontius Pilate, nailed to a cross between two thieves, and tortured in agony, and yet he said nothing. He took on all the sins of the world, all the sins of the world. And after he gave up his life, Father, his blood was shed to cover a multitude of sins. He said they spit him in the side and blood ran out of his body for the remission of sin and water for a clean conscience of baptism. They placed him in a cave, a tomb they called it. rolled a stone over to seal it and placed guards so they said that his disciples wouldn't take him away. And they thought that they had defeated him, that your word wouldn't ring true, Father. But oh, early, the first day of the week, for the sun rose, stone rolled away. The angels proclaimed that Christ had been raised from the dead. His resurrection signified the defeat of Satan, sin, the grave, and death. He was seen of Mary in the garden, in the graveyard. He was seen of his disciples over a 50-day period. He ascended into heaven where he sits with all power and glory, waiting for the day that he will return in triumphant victory, as you have proclaimed, Father. And because you did all that, it allows us who believe to be covered by the blood, that we don't have to be afraid. We don't have to worry. We don't have to be concerned about those things that the world is concerned about, Father. For we know that you are God and you alone. You're the doctor of all doctors. You're the lawyer that has never lost a case. You are our defendant. You are our defender. You are our protector. You are our lifeblood. You are our spring of water that dwells within. Oh, Lord God Almighty, may we come to realize that in its true fashion, Father. Not in the fleeting way that we do because we're human, because we lack true faith and understanding, but, Father, that we may grow bold in studying your word to get the true knowledge what the Holy Spirit that indwells us has the power to do, Father. And so as I come, Father, lifting up these folks who have spoken about the needs in their lives and in their family lives, Father, I don't need to recount them all, but you know each and every one. And I bring them before your throne this day, Lord, asking that you would grant those petitions that meet your need and what you would have us to be and to do, Father. Because so many times, Lord, we want to pray for things that may not be in accordance to your will. It doesn't mean that you don't grant them, but it doesn't mean that you get the glory. But we want you to get all the glory, Father. So this day we ask that you would touch Sister Edith and the surgeons that will perform surgery on her on the 21st of September. And that you would strengthen her to know that all is well, for you have already planned and ordained what will transpire, and that it is to your glory that it transpires. We ask that we continue this Bible study and that we continue to uplift it every day at noon and at bedtime and give you the praise, honor, and glory for keeping us these 15, 16 years, and that when we go forward, that you will receive the praise, honor, and glory. We pray for Dr. Nix and his situation. We pray for Jerry and Lori and what they're going through. We pray for Mr. Thoyt. We pray for Jerry, who's lost a daughter, Father. It's no fun in losing any person in our lives, especially no father should have to bury a child, Father. But you know what's best for us, Father, so I ask that you would strengthen him and let him know that you have him and that she is well, that she is safely with you. Pray for Dr. Susie and her family, Sydney and James, and their health situations and the things that they're going through and facing, Father, that you would continue to strengthen, guide, and direct them. Pray for those vets who are leaving the treatment program and going out on their own, Father, and let them know that there will be dark days ahead, Father, for there will be people at them and around them and things that they don't want to do that they may see and do, but that you are the guiding light. You are the tower of protection. And that we will give you the praise, honor, and glory as they move out on their own again. We pray for Sister Brooks and her gout and her arthritis, that all may be well as she continues to get use of her hands, but that we may make better decisions about what we can do to control those situations that affect our health, gracious Father. We pray for Brother Pitts and his radiation treatment, and that he'll be able to get a COVID shot so that his family can see him and love on him. And be mindful that we are trying to get back to some normalcy, whatever that is, whatever that looks like going forward, but that we love our family members and we only want the best from them. So uplift and strengthen him and his wife, Sister Ella. We pray for the people that Margaret mentioned, the people that we don't even know, the people who are struggling, the people who are trying to determine what is best, to take a vaccine and not to take a vaccine, to do this or do that. We don't know, Father. We don't know their circumstances. We don't know their situations. We know that we should be care about their situations and what's going on with them. But what I know, Father, is that I can pray to you and you can take care of those situations because you are all God and you alone. So touch their hearts, minds, and souls this day so that they may know that you are God. We pray for Lori as she's determining the decision about to move to Florida or to stay in Tennessee, Father. Give her the discernment that's best that will bring glory to you, Father, for sometimes wherever we go, those same circumstances are there when we get there. But you can bring about peace and understanding in our lives about where we should be to bring honor and glory to you. You know what's best, whether it's Tennessee or Florida or wherever it's at. Sometimes we just need to be still and know that you are God and let you rest, rule, and abide and guide us. And through any circumstances, we can flourish and blossom. We pray for Brother Mateo and his family and the loss of family members, Father. Strengthen them. Hold them close. Speak to them. Let them know that you are in control and you know what is best for them, to strengthen them. That those family members, Father, that we don't want to lose them and we don't want to let go of them, but you have need of them in your kingdom, in your glory. And because you created us and made us, you have every right, Father, to do what you think is best on our behalf, Father. We just need to come to understand. And, Father, I've lifted up my family members and the situations that are going on here, and I'm just eternally grateful, Father, that at this point in my life that I can be a vessel to my family and be a tool to help and assist them as they struggle with some of the simplest things that we never thought we would struggle with health-wise and things that we just want to do, that you could use me to do that, Father, and to be a message to them about your love. Gracious Lord, we're eternally grateful for all that you've done. And as the 91st book of Psalms says, those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. This I declare of the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I am trusting him. For he will rescue you from every trap and protect you from the fatal plague. He will shield you with his wings. He will shelter you with his feathers. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. Do not be afraid of the terrors of the night, nor fear the dangers of the day, nor dread the plagues that strike in darkness, nor the disasters that strike at midday. Though 1,000 fall at your side, though 10,000 around you are dying, these evils will not touch you, but you will see it with your eyes. You will see how the wicked are punished. If you make the Lord your refuge, if you make the Most High your shelter, no evil will conquer you, no plague will come near your dwelling, for he orders his angels to protect you wherever you go. They will hold you with their hand. They will keep you from striking your foot on the stone. You will trample down lions and poisonous snakes. You will crush the fierce lions and the serpents under your feet. The Lord says, I will rescue those who love me. I will protect those who trust in my name. When they call on me, I will answer. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue them and honor them. I will satisfy them with long life and give them my salvation. And Lord, we know that you can do all things, but you don't lie. And you said you would do these things for those who call on your name. So we collectively call on your name, Father, knowing that you have already given us the victory we so richly will receive, though we may not deserve. For it's in your precious Son's name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. You know, God is so good. God
all
is
the time.
So good. All the time.
All the time, God
good.
Is good.
That's right.
Amen.
All the time.
Amen. You know, sometimes you just got to realize that what God is wanting us to do is just praise Him. You know, we just take a second and just praise Him. Just say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Just take a second and praise Him because He's been so good. So just take a moment just to thank God and to tell God how good God is, and we can glorify you. Hallelujah, Lord. I just want to thank you. I want to praise you. I want to glorify you. I want to magnify your name right now, Lord, that we would all just take a second and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for watching over. Thank you for the prayer. Thank you for guiding us. Thank you for keeping us. Hallelujah. Open your mouth and praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for being so good, for praising, allowing us to praise you, allowing us to lift you up. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you all for being obedient and opening your mouth and praising Him. I thank you. I appreciate it. So,
amen.
Amen. So as we go forward tonight, we got and asked everybody, who's on the line tonight? Would you, if you're willing to share who's on the call? This is Dr. Susie from Indianapolis.
This is Shirley from Maryland.
Margaret from Cincinnati.
Okay. Dr. Shirley, Margaret. Who else did I
have? Jerry from Maine.
Jerry from Maine.
Laurie from Tennessee.
Laurie. Woo, woo, woo. My sister from Tennessee. What's up? All right. So we got Jerry, me, Shirley, Margaret, Lori. Anybody else on the line? Still?
Mateo.
Brother Mateo.
Brother Mateo.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Eric. So I think I've got most of them. And I don't know if Joan is still on the line or not, but I've got Margaret, Shirley, me, Jerry, Lori, Mateo, Eric, and Joan. Did I leave anybody out that wants to be able to talk? Okay. All right. Well, praise the Lord. So just to remind everybody a little bit about some of the etiquette in the studio, just asking that as you're in the studio, you make sure you don't have on these speaker phones or anything like that, because that causes a great big piece of echo in the studio. We also ask that as we go through, you would take a second and say, Dr. Susie, Indianapolis, so that we can all become familiar with your voice. And even if those of us who are on the line in the studio start to pick out each other's voice, the people in the audience can have some identification of who you are. So, you know, just to clarify that we come together, the Bible says, come, let us reason together. And so we come all from various faiths, various traditions, and we have come to talk about this book by Dr. Charles Stanley. It is When the Enemy Strikes, Spiritual Warfare. And so we want to talk about this. We've talked about this from the beginning, and we've learned so much. And in coming together, we've learned that the enemy gets a little ticked off when we start trying to reveal his antics, his tactics, his methodologies. The enemy gets real ticked off when we actually start living in it and start being aware of his attitude and the things that he's doing. And he does things like keep the studio from being able to be turned on, or, you know, making or it cutting off. And but you know, greater is he who is in me, come on, than he that's in the
Amen.
World. God has us. God has us. And God is taking care of God's own. And we will testify and share so that those of you who are listening can be made aware of the enemy's methodologies. So you put on your armor. every day. So that when you leave your house, just like you would if you were in war in Afghanistan or Iraq, although we pulled out of there, that you would always have your helmet on. Always put on your shield of, carry the shield of faith. Always carry the sword of the Spirit. Put on your breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation. Put on the belt of truth and charge your feet with peace. For no weapon formed against you will prosper. Amen. Didn't say it wasn't going to be hard. Didn't say it was going to feel like you were getting your butt kicked. Didn't say it wasn't going to be a challenge. Didn't say it was going to be crying days and rough days. But it said they would not prevail. Amen.
Amen.
They would not prevail. Amen. So is there anybody on the line tonight? I see some people who just came in. If you would like to join us, please feel free and join in at any time. So as we go into this lesson, I just wanted to start off by repeating just a little bit of where we left off. We talked about staying dressed for battle. We've talked about the breastplate. We've talked about taking up our armor, what that looks like. We've talked about the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, putting on your armor and keeping it on. So that's where we left, putting on your armor and keeping it on. So if you would pray with me, this is what Stanley, encourages us to do every morning that we get up. So if you would pray this prayer with me, just pray with me and listen. Lord, by faith, here's what I'm doing right now to prepare myself. For the coming day, I'm putting on the belt of truth. I ask you, oh God, to make it very clear to me what I am to accept in my life and what I'm to reject. Help me to see clearly the motives of others as they deal with me and converse with me. Let me walk in your truth, making decisions and choices according to your plans and purpose for my life. Hallelujah. I'm putting on the breastplate of righteousness. Guard my emotions, O Lord, today. Protect my heart. Help me to take into my life only the things that are pure and nothing poisonous or polluting. Help me, Lord, to live in integrity, to have a reputation based upon doing, saying, believing, thinking, and feeling the right thing. Oh, hallelujah. Help me, Lord. Help me to live in right relationship with you every moment of the coming day. You know, he said, I'm putting on my spiritual boots. Help me to stand and walk in your peace and to move forward in ways that bring your peace and love to others. Help me to have the full confidence and assurance that comes from knowing that I am filled, hallelujah, with the peace that only you can give, oh God, to those who are your children. So help me, Lord, now be a peacemaker. Show me where to walk and how to walk as you would walk. I'm picking up the shield of faith. Help me to trust you to be my victor in every area of my life today. Holy Father, help me to trust you to defend me, to provide for me, to keep me in safety every hour of the day. And I'm putting on my helmet of salvation. Guard my mind today. Bring to my remembrance all that you have done for me as my Savior. Let me live in the hope and confidence that you are saving me, rescuing me, and delivering me from evil. I'm picking up my sword, Lord, the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. Bring to my remembrance today the verses of the Bible that I have read and memorized and help me to apply them to the situations and circumstances that I find myself in. Lord, we're just asking right now to let me use your word to bring your light into the darkness of this world and to defeat the devil when he comes to tempt me. Father, Abba, mother, parents, I want to be fully clothed with the identity of Jesus Christ today. I am in Christ. He is in me. Help me to fully realize and accept that he is my truth, my righteousness, my peace, my Savior, the source of my faith, and the ever-present Lord of my life. I want to bring glory to your name, Lord, today. So I ask all of this in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen.
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 That is a powerful, 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 powerful prayer. So I'm asking each one of you to tell me what jumped out at you. Ms. Shirley, what
yes, ma'am.
Jumped out at you?
That the good Lord is our guiding light and our salvation. And nothing is too tough for him. Although every now and then our flesh get in the way, but we can always count on him because he's always there. He sacrificed his son on the cross for our sins. And I always go back to that. So who are we but mere individuals that want to be in his army? And the only way to stay in his army is to pray to him and give honor to him and glory
Amen.
To him and ask him to come and be our salvation, our Savior.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
But Sister Margaret?
For me, it was the shield of faith. It just reminds me that trusting and looking to the Lord first, praising him, keeping our eyes upon him, that he won't fail us. He will protect us. And the faith itself is a gift from him.
Amen.
A gift from God.
Amen. Amen. Brother Eric.
So, not to be too over simple, but I mean, it all jumps out at me that they're all important, that every aspect that he talks about in the armor that we're using, they're all relevant. They're all needed. And they're all needed every day.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just walk around with the breastplate on one day and the shoes of, you know, truth and the, you know, the shield of faith. You got to have them all every day.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're always under attack in all of those areas every day. And if Satan realizes that you're not carrying any one of those particular pieces of the armor, then guess where your battle's going to be that day?
Well,
intensely. So they're all equally important every day. You can't walk off and leave one behind. You can't walk off and leave the shield. You can't walk off and leave the sword. You cannot do that. And they're all very, very important.
Can I add an addendum to mine? It also brings to mind, too, just like we put clothing on to go to work and to go out in the street, can you imagine going out naked?
Well.
Same thing with the arm of God.
Well.
That's just like going out naked.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Be clothed in him. Be clothed in him. Amen. Anybody else? Let's see who's next. Jerry?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that I liked about the whole thing was that God is with you no matter what you're going through, and that he's there. He's your light in the darkness of the world to defeat the devil when he comes to tempt you, because he certainly tries to tempt me, and I think that struck me a lot. And then the fact of, I love it where it says, help me to fully realize and accept that he is my truth, my righteousness, my peace, my Savior, the source of my faith, and the ever-present Lord of my life. And that just helps me know that,
well,
yes, he is with me every day to fight the temptations that the devil does, or even that the world does.
Amen. 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 Ms. Jones. So, Lori, are you there? Lori, you want to tell us yours? Are you where you can talk, Lori? Okay. So, Brother Mateo. Are you there, Brother?
I'm telling
them
I got to come off mute.
Well,
I have to remind them to come off of mute.
Yeah,
they can hear you. I don't know what the.
Go ahead.
So, Joan, Mateo, anybody else? Don't forget, you got to come off of mute.
This is Brett.
Anyway. Yes, Brett. Good to hear from you, brother.
Yeah, the devil was messing with me last week. Still messing with me up until about, well, maybe 7 minutes ago. But the armor of God, I think we need to look at it as when you put it on, when do you take it off? Under what circumstances do you take off the armor?
Well,
of God?
Actually, Brother Brett, you know, for the, Brother Mateo's right there too. Yeah, some military folks sleep in their armor. They don't take that off.
That's what I was getting ready to point out. When you are in combat, you keep your bulletproof vest. You have on your military clothes that identifies you as a soldier. You keep your boots on, especially in the desert, because you have to deal with scorpions and stuff like that. So the thing about it is that if you put on the armor of God that he gives you, then I would just suggest that every morning that you pray that he fortifies your armor that you already should have on. Because when you sleep, the devil's still busy.
Yeah.
And if you haven't prayed over your house and consecrated your house and asked God to not allow the devil to enter through your doorstep or windows or anything else, hey, while you sleeping, the devil's in there creeping. You never know what's going to happen. So, you know, being in a combat situation, keep in mind, we're talking about spiritual. We're talking about the spirit. So,
yeah.
What I try to do is I try to pray. Whenever I get up, even if it's in the middle of the night and I have to use the bathroom, I start praying, asking God to continue to protect me and allow me to get up, even to use the bathroom, and it's a new day, it's after midnight. We can never be prayed up enough. On your way to work, you should be in prayer. If you and your family decide to take a trip, on your way from leaving your house to your destination, you should be in prayer. You can never have enough prayer.
Amen.
That's it.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So,
and also the arm of God is a hedge of protection. So there's no reason to take it off. We always say, build a hedge of protection around us. Well, if we've got the arm of God around us, on us, then we have a hedge of protection. But we got to pray that that penetration is never made from the evil one.
Amen.
So wearing the arm of God is a hedge of protection, but we also have to pray and be and pray without ceasing.
Amen. Amen. I noticed that Joan came back in. Joan, did you want to say something?
So you can hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Awesome, because I guess nobody could hear me earlier. You guys all sound good. It's awesome. I love it. Just keep that strong faith. And one of the things that I like so much in this, when I was, this just for one session, it just, there's so many things to talk about. And when you stand up and dress up, and the first thing that I could think about was being in a Girl Scout, be prepared, in a church Sunday school, you know, always be ready, and in the military, hurry up and wait. And then with the prayer, strong prayer, and that all together with the whole armor, it's just an amazing. I'm already content. All I do is, Lord, the rest is yours. I did my part. And it's amazing. With all the things, it's not really funny, but it's a joy to know that, especially with you guys, and motivating to study and listening to all this. And it's a food for soul. And it's amazing how it is. It makes you safe. And then when I fall down, the only thing I could think about was Peter. He believes in Jesus right there walking in the water. And then all of a sudden, can I come? He says, sure, come on. And then all of a sudden, he was walking, but then when he looked down, he fell. And that always reminds me that I don't want to be that way. I don't want any doubt in me, because that one little doubt can pull you down. Not him, but we human beings can be pulled down because of our doubt. And I don't doubt anything. I do not compromise anything of God, whatever God's, whatever rules, whatever anything that is a good principle. That is to me, I can now conquer. I can now go and forward without fear anymore. I have no depression. When I feel something, yes, it does depress me. But then I realize that when Peter says on 1 Peter 3:15, but in heart, I think I just wrote it so fast. But in heart, I don't know. I cannot read my writing. It was in 1 Peter 3:15, and it's just.
So.
And I like the fact. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying. So that's what you get. That's what encourages you. That's what jumped out at you when you heard that.
Yeah. The whole
Amen.
Scenario, yeah.
Amen. Amen. So I have another question. And the question is this. Are the pieces of the armor signs of spiritual authority? Are the pieces of the armor signs of spiritual authority?
Can you clarify that more, please?
Yeah, I did not get it either.
The armor that we put on,
the shoes, the belt,
all the items,
the breastplate of righteousness, the sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, helmet of salvation. Are they signs of spiritual authority?
Oh, definitely. This is Joni Main. I do believe, because just being the first thing itself is belt of truth. That's the first thing we need to go through, from our heart, from our mind, and the soul. How true are you to dress that? That's the very first thing, because that will thwart everything. The truth will thwart all the bad things. The truth is always the one that the bad thing will not even touch by the Holy Spirit. So, yes, everything has a power.
Amen. So you're saying the armor has spiritual power and authority. Is that right, Ms. Jones?
Absolutely. Yes, I agree.
Absolutely.
That. That's my
so
strength.
Let me ask the next question. Thank you, Ms. Jones, for being bold enough to jump out there. I appreciate that. So whose authority is it?
The Holy Spirit. Is the Spirit of God, the armor of God.
Yes, ma'am.
This is Margaret from Cincinnati. It's the authority of God the Father, Jesus our Savior, and the Holy Spirit which lives within us.
Amen. The spiritual power and authority of the armor are God's power and authority. These pieces, they're not about us or what we can do to protect ourselves. Come on, somebody. Because, see, sometimes we get it mixed up. We think we protected ourselves. Woo! Come on, somebody. But what this is Christ Jesus and his power to protect us and to do what Christ promised he would do on our behalf against all the forces of hell. No weapon formed against you will prosper. So when you put on your armor, you put on Christ. When you put on your armor, you put on the Lord.
Amen.
And be still and know that I am God.
Amen.
And fight. Stand and fight. Wow, that's deep, y'all. I don't know. I mean, I used to think that, you know, I got to have this shield of faith so I can do this fighting, you know. But maybe the fighting that I'm doing is in my heart and mind to be submissive to God, to let God's power rule through me as I'm praying to utilize the sword of the Spirit in my mouth when I'm talking. That I bring forth those verses that I've been memorizing and keeping up. That's my part of the battle. It's to do it. We're both working here. I'm not saying we don't work, but what he's saying is the power is the Lord's. Anybody disagree?
Yes. Do you believe?
Anybody agree?
We agree. We agree. Do I believe? Yes, I do believe.
Yes, we agree. Amen.
God.
Amen.
Amen. So as we understand, in contrast to everything that the devil would say with his lies, Jesus is our truth. In contrast to all the wickedness that the devil tempts us to do, Jesus stands as our righteousness. In contrast to the death and destruction that the devil seeks to force in our life, Jesus, hallelujah, is our salvation. And one more thing it says, in contrast to all fear, all doubt, and our anxiety, Jesus
is our source of faith. In contrast to all the world's philosophies and ideas, Jesus is the Word of God. So when you put on the full armor of God, you are saying to the enemy, you got to go through Jesus to get to me. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
I love it.
That's the truth. Thank you.
Amen.
I love it.
Amen.
You got to go through Jesus, hallelujah, to get to me. Woo! Thank you, Lord. Glory to God.
Glory be to God.
Yes.
Praise God.
Because the truth is the filter of all perceptions, ideas, and dreams.
Amen. So as we go tonight, remember to pray, to take up your armor. Put on Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you get up out the bed, I used to say when you walk out the door, when you get up out the bed, baby,
come on.
Put on your armor.
Amen.
Put on your armor. Thank the Lord for waking you up and put on your armor.
This is Eric. I'm going to push back on you just a little bit, Dr. Susie. You need to be putting on that armor before you get out the bed.
Yeah, before your feet hit the floor.
By the time your feet hit the floor, there could be a whole bunch of stuff going on.
Right. Right.
You can.
Brother Eric.
And you need, and so when you wake up, you need to be cognizant, and you need to realize that Christ woke you up and allowed
you
to start this day.
If you can lay in the bed and think of that, then lay in the bed and think of that and get ready. But if you don't wake up till then you put it on till you get up. Whichever way you wake, whichever way you connect with the Lord. So,
I would just say you're too late if you wait till you get up.
So Eric stands.
They can be lobbing.
He
can be lobbing grenades before you ever hit the floor.
Right.
That's right. You can, brother. But you know what? You messed up, I guess, if the grenade hit you and you ain't wake. Because no matter what happens, then the Lord got you. So I'm not going to contest that. All I'm going to say is you need to consult the Lord and put him on so that you consciously can have the Lord fighting for you and defending you. That's all I got to say. Well,
I agree with that piece.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, it ain't been as lively in a moment. I'm glad you're back. So, put on your armor. Brother Eric said when you think about it, you wake up, put on your armor.
All right.
Wait, I guess he ain't going to even say wait to think about it. Just do it. Be like Nike, right, Eric?
It needs to be reactional. You just need to understand that before you start.
Wait a minute. Let's back it on up.
Hold up.
To say we need to sleep on it and don't take it off.
That is correct. So here's what I'm trying to say. So bear with me. Mostly everybody, when they start to wake up in the morning to start their day, they normally start to think about, what do I have to do? Is the coffee pot on? Is breakfast got to be made? Am I running late? But we still, all kind of things go off our mind before you ever even get out the bed. Would y'all agree or disagree on that?
Agree.
I don't think about that, but maybe.
When you think about something.
This is Brett.
You can't tell me, Dr. Susie, that you don't lay in that bed before your feet hit the floor and think something's going on or help me to wake up this, that, other. I'm honestly telling you the truth.
You ask me. When I wake up, I'm so groggy, I sit up on the side of the bed. And then I'm like, good morning, Lord. That's when I put on my arm.
Okay. Then that's what I'm talking about, is that you've done that before you actually have gotten your feet on the floor. You sit on the side of the bed, and you have start having that conversation, okay, Lord. And that's what I'm getting at, is that we don't wait till we, you know, go through all the preparations to get ready and then take a little bit of time out, oh, Lord. We need to start that. We need to start that process as soon as those eyelids come about and start to arise, and you start to see shadows and visions of light and darkness or whatever.
Because
you can get caught up into what's getting ready to happen and then forget about it until you're in the midst of it.
Miss Brother,
Miss Shirley, go ahead. Miss Shirley,
let me
turn the call. Go ahead, Miss Shirley.
First thing I do when my eyes open is thank the Lord for waking me. And then the other thing
Amen.
Is blood in.
Good
That's
morning,
the first
Lord.
Thing I do. Good morning, and thank you, Lord, for seeing me through the night and help guide me through the day.
Mm-hmm.
And then whatever else happens, mm-hmm. once my feet hit the floor, I say a little prayer, and then that's it.
Amen.
Then the toast and the breakfast and stuff starts to, and what do I have to do here, and
yeah.
what do I have to do that? But my first
Hallelujah.
Thing is
yeah.
to give thanks for waking me up.
Come on. Good morning,
Lord.
Wake me up.
Amen.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Brother
Mateo,
let me hear you, man.
I wanted to ask what Brother Brett said. Listen, when you first wake up in the morning, indeed, the first thing you should do is to thank y'all for waking you up. But you need
right.
to put that arm on. You need to put that arm on before your feet touch that ground, because you can have a grumpy family member or somebody in your house, anything can happen that makes
Amen.
You sin. I'm woken up in the
morning. You need to put it on right away. Amen. That's what we're saying.
You need to put it on.
We need to put it on.
You if you're married or got a significant other that you share bed with, you already know that person can wake up on the wrong side of bed and cause you to sin before you even leave your house.
Preach, Brother Michelle.
Thank you.
Preach.
So that's
yep,
the first thing we
they're
can
not
do.
In the same walk.
Nah. Everybody have. Listen, this battle with Satan, you're going to fall. It's just if you're going to get back up. See, you can get up in the morning. You're gonna have sin. If you didn't sin, then you wouldn't need Yeshua. You wouldn't need Yeshua if you wasn't gonna sin anymore. The term "don't sin
Amen.
Anymore" needs you to practice not to sin anymore. But if we were gonna walk without any sin, we wouldn't need Yeshua. All we needed was him to tell us not to sin, and we would have been able to do it. But because we can't do it, he had to come down and do it for us to show us how to do it so we can model ourselves after him. But you better believe, you're going to sin every day. The difference between us and sinners is they don't care about sinning. We care. We don't want to sin. Even though
well,
it's going to happen, we don't want to do it. So we're not willfully going out committing adultery, fornicating, lying. No, we're not doing that type of stuff. We make slip-ups like we get angry and we may fly off a little bit, or you might say something real fast and, I didn't mean to say that. You know, we have them type of sins. You might think something bad. That lady at my job, she make me sick. You shouldn't think that, but we're human. And Yahshua knows that. That's why he came down and gave himself for us, because he know we were an imperfect being after Cain killed Abel. We
Hallelujah.
Fell just like
Woo-hoo.
The angels.
Amen.
Thank you.
That was good.
So let me, anybody else got something? I got this one last question.
Dr. Susie, this is Brett.
This question that I have has to do with so do you believe that this was Paul exhorting people to put on the armor? What happens if you've already put it on? Do we need to take it off? Because maybe this was just to encourage us to put it on. Maybe
it's all about
we need to keep it on.
You need to keep it on.
I just want some dialogue about that, Brother Eric and Sister Shirley, y'all. Should we just keep it on? I mean, he didn't say take it off.
But no, he's prepared to keep
put it on.
Unceasingly.
Well, sister, that's a good point, if I may speak. That's a really good point. If we're in a war, if we're in a battle every day against evil, and we have to pray for Yah to show us how to discern what's going on in this world, and
Amen.
Evil is always around us, and we're in an evil world, that we might not ever want to be without the thing that's going to protect us from
Amen.
The arrows. He said the arrows that's flying by day or the terror at night, so we might want to keep that arm on. That's a good point.
Oh. Right, right, right.
Amen.
It's an application for today. This is Joan in Maine.
This is Brett. Can you hear me?
Come on, Brett.
Yes,
yeah,
Brett.
Brother Brett.
Okay. My dad taught me something back when I was like 12 or 13 in the state with me. And what he told me was that back in Genesis, God gave man dominion over this earth. That's why we have to pray, because God is everything to, should be everything to us, but mankind, we have authority over this earth because God gave it to us. But we have to invite God to come into our lives and to change in us the things that are not sitting well with us, and to ask him to help us and to heal us and to teach us. And that's what we're doing today. That's why we have Bible study, because we need to have God in our lives. Now, as far as the armor of God, you only get that when you pray. If you're not in constant prayer, and I don't mean one prayer
Amen.
After the next prayer after the next prayer, but I mean if you get up in the morning, like I said, sometimes I have to get up and go to the bathroom about 3 in the morning. I do a short prayer there. I come back, I get back in bed. When I get up for the day, I pray and thank God for allowing me to open my eyes again, because he didn't have to do that. See, a lot
All
of
right.
people, and Eric, just to let you know, back in the day, people used to have house shoes they used to put on. A lot of people don't do that now, okay? So I would say before your feet touches the floor, whether you got house shoes on or you put on your tennis shoes or flip-flops or whatever, pray that whatever you put on your feet is going to protect you from walking from your bedroom to your kitchen, because you don't know what stuff has been left on the floor.
Yes. Thank you, Fias.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah, that's true. So, you know, people always talk. I tell everybody, if you walk around without shoes on, I think something wrong with you personally, but that's just me and my pet peeve.
You're
crazy. I beg to differ with that.
Thank you.
I get it. It's me and my pet peeve. It's me and my pet peeve.
That's because he don't go out in the country at all. He's a city man. He don't know nothing.
That's
about
right.
Yeah, well, I know somebody was walking around and their own house thought it was clean and stepped on a needle and had to go to the hospital to have it cut out. So had some shoes on, that probably wouldn't have happened. But anyway, Paul talked about putting on the armor, and he didn't talk about taking it off, because he talks about you're in a spiritual warfare with you have to go back to, and this is, New Living Translation. For a final word, be strong with the Lord's mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all strategies and trickery of the devil. For we are not fighting against people made of flesh and blood, but against evil rulers and authorities of unseen worlds, against those mighty powers of darkness who rule this world, and against wicked spirits in the heavenly realm. So he's talking about you need to put on the armor and you need to keep it on, because this is a This is a 24/7 till you die fight.
Amen.
Until Christ comes back.
That, amen.
And my point is, that's exactly my point. So, but this, we're being admonished for those who did not know. Then they need to put it on.
Right.
That's what he's saying. Amen. So, Brother Mateo, what are you saying?
25.
Oh, is it 25? Okay, thank you. So, who would like to pray us out tonight? Who volunteers? Oh,
Brother
Brett. Brother Eric, did you say you were going to do it?
I said, Brother Brett.
Go ahead, Brother Eric. Brett's going to do it next week. Do it. Come on, Brother Eric. Go ahead.
For those of you who have been listening, for those of you that have been listening and if you have understand what it is we're trying to say about this armor of God, it's all predicated on a relationship with Jesus Christ. And if you have been yearning to have that relationship and just haven't figured out how to do it because you think you've got to be perfect and you've got to get everything in order and all your ducks in a row, that's not true. So if you pray this short prayer with me, then you'll be saved. Gracious Father, Jesus Christ, I ask that you would come into my life to rest, rule, and abide and take charge, Father, that you would be the authority in my life and that I would be the servant. For I believe that you died on the cross for me and that you rose from the dead and that you ascended into heaven where you're seated at God's right hand with all power and authority. I humble myself before you to give you charge over my life that you may guide and direct my path and help me to be that which I should be in you, Father, for I cannot do that on my own accord. I realize that I am not able, that it takes you, the Messiah, the only begotten Son of God, to do so. And I will give you all praise, honor, and glory. For it's in your name I pray. And if you pray that prayer and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior, and let him come and rest, rule, and abide, you are saved at this particular point in time. The only thing that we would ask is that you would find a Bible-believing church where you can study God's word and at some point in time take a public profession of faith by taking a baptism. It's not needed to be saved. You are saved at this time, and we welcome you
Amen.
Into the family of Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen,
Brett,
Brother Mateo. Amen.
On behalf
praise
of Dr.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
On behalf of Dr. Susie, who is our host and moderator, we want to invite you to come back again next Tuesday from 7 to 8:20 Eastern Standard Time. Just call in to 646-478-4932. Go in peace and may God love you and bless you and take care of you. In Jesus' name.
Good night,
John. Good night.
Boy.
God bless you.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Your Place Love Connection, your place of prayer, love, acceptance, compassion, and empowerment.